Good evening. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 51 to 53. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, went into the holy city and appeared to many. The graves were opened. Another miracle of Calvary. You can't help but see the divine hand of God working in all this. We just talked about, Terry just talked about the earth quaking. And it's evident that God was in total control of the earthquake. There was graves that were opened up. This one, that one. Not every grave, but just certain graves. And it's easy to see that there was divine results there. There was a selective result of what happened. As though there was an intelligence, a driving force, and a purpose behind it all. And the timing of this is another thing that just really sets it apart. This happened just before the Sabbath. And there would be no Jew that would even want to consider dealing with the graves just 3 hours before the Sabbath and a high holiday, the Passover. And then this also was set in timing, too, to create an exhibition. You see, God had this ordained so that this sight of the open graves would last. It would last Friday evening, all day Saturday, and no one would even consider to think about fixing it till Sunday morning. So there was a statement there that God wanted us to see. And back to our scripture. And many bodies of the saints which slept came out of the graves after his resurrection. So after the resurrection, another miracle of God. And God at work. You know, how else can you explain the dead rising? It would be God. Here again, God had a definite purpose in the resurrections. It says the bodies of the saints, only the saints rose. No one else, just the saints. Imagine, it's Sunday morning, and you're there. And finally, there's a chance that you get to go out and maybe take care of these graves. And you're one of the men going out, and on your way to your family gravesite, here comes Uncle Benjamin that died 10 years ago, you know. So, you see, all these parts of this have a purpose. And it says, we go back to the scripture, it says, and they, the saints, went into the holy city and appeared to many. The saints have a purpose. They were to bear witness. They were a physical and a living demonstration of God's power. So what does all this mean? What does this mean to us? Well, to the believer, it has definite meaning to it. For the believer, at Christ's death, the graves were opened to show that He, Jesus Christ, did it all. You see, He, Jesus, paid for all sin of those who believe and looked in Him for salvation. He removed the penalty of sin from us. He freed us from the bondage of sin. He made a way for us to escape sin's grasp. Jesus did that. But He didn't stop there. You see, later on, the dead rose. He rose the dead with them. And at His resurrection, and when He raised the saints, He shows that He will carry us through. He will fulfill us with His righteousness. He will give us eternal life. He will guarantee us a place in heaven. Their response, the saints that rose, they made themselves known. They presented themselves. They appeared to many. Tonight we're talking about miracles, the miracles of Calvary. What is a miracle? A miracle is an effect or an extraordinary event that surpasses all known human and natural powers. It is ascribed to a supernatural cause, a miracle. Now, you see, today, if you're a believer in Christ, you're a walking miracle. You see, if you're a human today, you have a deadly disease. It's called sin. There is no cure. There's nothing on this earth or no one on this earth that can help you. But when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and King, He removes your sin. He releases you from its impending death. He opens the grave, as it were. He breaks its hold, so that you can escape. And that was, you know, apparent in the opening of the graves. Then he goes farther, though. He doesn't stop there. You see, God not only removes our sin, but he fills us. And he fills us and gives you eternal life, a resurrection, if you will, an immortality. If you're in Christ, you have that. You will never die spiritually. If this has truly happened to you, do you think for 1 minute that you could remain silent about that? I mean, picture if you had a disease of this in this world that was going to kill you, and there was no cure, and then some miraculous means you're cured. Could you be quiet? Well, it's the same way spiritually. You have no choice in this world except through Jesus Christ. And if you've truly accepted him as your Savior, then you are healed. And in our scriptures, the saints, they appeared to many. They bore fruit. Their new life was evident. They were bearing fruit as they went to the city, the holy city. You know, in our gospel, it says in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, it says, "If you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you," Jesus speaking here, "when I return to my Father in glory." And I guess that's the one thing on this whole scripture that kind of really should, I guess, make us think. Are we bearing fruit? Are we hiding our light under a basket? Or are we bearing fruit? Are we growing every day? Are we in the Word? Are we looking to obey God, to serve God? Amen.